Let me ask you a question. You see somebody in a hat that says St. Petersburg, Florida. Do you want to go there?
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the homemade broadcast HM bonus edition of the show. It is January 10, 2023. If you're seeing this on this date, that means the Johnny B Show is off the air and that hockey is raging through the FM airwaves in Tampa Bay on 102.5 The Bone. But I'm here. I'm on YouTube. I'm on podcast at hmbradio.com or willspodcast.com. I'm on YouTube. Subscribe, hit the bell, get notified when new vids and streams are taking place. Stream will happen tomorrow on the 11th with Anna Hummel. So that should be good. It's always a hoot to get to talk to her. My name's Will. If you don't know that, hopefully you do. As you watch this channel religiously, you wait on pins and needles for a new vid in 2023. And this is the second one. I'm here to, it's a rough start. It's a rough start a little bit. Getting started in the new year. It's a new year and it feels like a new year. You start at zero. A lot of people I know are in sales or do something like a real job with their lives. They're like, I'm back at zero. I hate seeing that number. That number zero. I had $300,000 in sales last year. Now it says I have zero. It's tough to get going. I get it. And I'm of no exception. It's hard for me to get going. I want to do a story about this weight loss thing with children. And I just want to say that I was a fat child. A fat child, a fat teenager, and a fat adult. So I can kind of sympathize with the fats. I get it. At some points, I was just a little chunky. At some points, really obese Ellen DeGeneres. I had that stage in high school. If you knew me back then, some of you did. And, you know, it's not fun. It's not fun to be a fat kid. You always felt like you were a little bit different because you were. Because even when I was a kid, it was kind of rare to be fat. Yeah, there was a good percentage of fats, fellow fats. But within the past 20 years, 25 years, maybe even 30 years, I mean, you're weird if you're not fat. If you're not gay and fat and trans and you're a kid, you're the weirdo. I just imagine these handsome high school quarterbacks that walk into the lunchroom and they got a chiseled jawline and they're handsome and they have great hair and they look, they get their chicken sandwich and their cookie and their milk and their apple. They probably still serve that garbage, which is a big reason why kids are fat. And they look around and they just have nowhere to sit with because they're not wearing a dress. They're wearing their football jersey and they're the weird kids now. Now you have to be fat. It's important for kids to be fat. Well, the medicine, the experts, the whoever are at it again with fat phobic language, not inclusive language, because they're saying it's not good to be fat. Their answer, of course, is not, stop eating Kraft singles and, playing Fortnite. The answer, of course, is to take drugs. Taking drugs is how you cure obesity. Don't exercise. That's white supremacy. That's what Time Magazine said a few weeks ago. Go look it up. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I swear to God. Go look it up. The roots of fitness and white supremacy. Time Magazine. Time Magazine. These people are the experts. Do you understand? You need to do what they say. Well, the Associated Press put out this article about how they're going to start giving kids as young as 12 years old medications to stop eating so many Kraft singles. It won't do much about the Fortnite TikTok addiction, but it will get them messed up enough where they will not have an appetite. There was a drug they used to give the SS troops that Adolf Hitler, I don't know if you can say that on YouTube, gave the troops called Pervitin. And it was supposed to make their soldiers super soldiers. And it did. It did for a while, but then it was, you know, much like anything else, once they got used to it, then it just became meth heads and they weren't the supreme fighting force anymore. They were just, you know, meth heads. But, you know, that's not going to be the case this time. This time things are different because these are the experts that we trust. Okay, doctors are saying that this is not a lifestyle thing. It's a biology thing. Let me tell you how I got fat. Let me back up, knowing that the experts are now saying that you need to give your kid drugs to stop eating so many Kraft Singles. When I was a boy, I had some problems. I had a crazy family, a very untraditional family. I was raised by lunatics, essentially, and it made me crazy during that time. Nobody to blame in particular, but it just was what it was. It was a vicious cycle that was happening, and it got so bad that I became depressed and anxious as a young boy. I mean, I'm talking like six. Keep in mind, at this point, 6 years old, I'm tall, I'm lanky, I'm skinny. Skinny at this point. 6, 7 years old. I'm just a normal kid. Probably eating Kraft Singles sometimes. Probably a lot. Tostino's pizzas. Personal pizzas. Peanut butter and jelly. But I was a normal boy. And I was skinny. And when I became anxious and went to the doctor, the expert said, we need to put this boy on medication to help because he's not well and we need to help him. So instead of addressing the problems of the lunatics in my life, they decided to just medicate me. And I guess it worked to a certain extent. I was medicated for a long time. But the medication that was given to me is now off the market. I believe at least it's not given to young people anymore because it had the side effect of weight gain. And I became the skinny kid and became the fat kid in a summer, which then led me to become a fat teenager and led me to become a fat adult. Do I blame the medication in its entirety? Yes, I do. But these are what the experts said, and you have to trust the experts because they know the best thing for you, which was for me to be fat. And it's continued now. I mean, now we got the body positivity movement. We have Lizzo. We have that other fat model lady. There's others that we can kind of relate to in the fat community. And we want everybody else to also be fat, and it's working. Because I don't know when's the last time you've been to a park, but some fatties around. And it's rare that they're outside, but on occasion they are. I run in the park and because I'm fat. So I try to exercise and watch my diet very carefully to try to lose weight, because that's what the experts are saying now. Now, if only I would have had the medication for the anxiety and depression and also this new drug to kind of counteract them, that could have cost my parents probably many thousands of dollars, but it would have fixed the problem, you see. I'm sure there would be no side effects from those two interacting with each other in a young person's body who's still developing and growing and not a full-formed adult yet. If only we had access to these big pharma solutions, really. That's what they are. You know, you don't need to find the root of the problem. You don't need to fix it and put in work to fix it. You just need to take the pill. Because if you're a fat kid, you're going to be a fat adult. Also, there's nothing wrong with being fat, and you can be healthy. But also in this article, they're saying that it's not healthy and that it can lead to hypertension, diabetes. And, you know, there's no adult fats, really, like old fats. I mean, you don't really see a 70-year-old fatty, you know what I mean? Rarely. Yes, there are some. But they don't tend to make it till 80. Let's just put it that way. You know what I mean? So it's you know, conflicting messages here with the experts. Fat's fine. You can be, you know, fat at any and healthy at any size and also with your dieting. So I think the solution is just a medication that they can come up with to kind of take this paradox, this rat's nest puzzle that has been created, and you just dump some chemicals on top of it to untangle it and cause the solution, cause a rip in the universe, the black hole, to just suck us in its entirety. Guess what? You don't weigh anything in a black hole, I think. Or you weigh everything. I don't know how that works. I hope you'll join us on the live stream tomorrow. Get more content like this. I wanted to talk about this with Anna because she's also ill with her body positivity. She's mentally ill in the good way, though, because she's very physically fit. I'm not. I was, and apparently I've just gone, well, you know what? I'm going to save this for Anna because she's going to get a kick out of it and she's going to laugh at me. And hopefully you will too, because that's all I do this for, is for the lulz. It's January 10th, 2023. I want you to follow me on Twitter and Instagram if you haven't already. Home_made_man. And I want you to have a good evening, okay? I want you to turn on the bone. I want you to listen to some Lightning Hockey and enjoy yourself. Take drugs. Take prescribed drugs from experts and enjoy 2023. We've only just begun. WillsYouTube.com, WillsPodcast.com, any podcast app, any of the big ones. I don't know about these weird ones, you know, these tiny ones. It might not be there, but Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, it's there. So get it, HMB Radio. Even if you watch on YouTube, still get it. Give it 5 stars. You know, beats the algorithm. Give the video a thumbs up. That's really appreciated, and it supposedly helps. I don't know. Supposedly, it does. What else can you do for me? If you really like the program, hmbradio.com/donate or the store, hmbradio.com/store. You can buy some gear. And, yeah, get high legally or illegally, whatever you want to do. Talk to you tomorrow on the Johnny B Show at 10 p.m. on the bone. And, of course, right here, live stream, willsyoutube.com, around 5 o'clock. So, p.m., not a.m. We'll see you then. My name's Will. Goodbye.